verse number 13 of the same chapter, Hebrews 6, I see them two immutable things, and one of them is by His nature. He said, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater. You know what, tonight, when he could swear by no greater, when he had nobody else that he could swear to, you know what God did? He swore to Abraham by himself. And the Bible says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Tonight I want you to know, he has provided an anchor for our soul. It's an unchangeable anchor. It's an unmovable anchor. And it is an undeniable anchor. You say, well, what is that other immutable thing? What is that other promise that he's given that there's no way it can be undisputable? There is no way that you can undispute that God has made you this promise in your life. One is by his nature that God is true. And number two is by his own promise that God cannot lie. Amen? Hey, folks, in the world we live in, there's a lot of people that tells a lot of things that ain't true. But can I say to you tonight that God cannot lie? He can't lie about what he said in this book. Look what he said in verse number 18. By two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. He said you can anchor a hold of him tonight because of his nature, but also because of his promise. He cannot lie. We need not worry. God will not change his promise he has made to you and I. And tonight I want you to get this. You've anchored your soul in him. You've anchored it down. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And tonight, if you've called on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you've repented of your sins, you've asked him to come into your life and save you on the authority of his word tonight, he has done that saving work in your life. You say tonight, preacher, I don't always feel saved. Join the crowd. I don't either. I don't either. But listen to me tonight. I don't go on my feelings and what I feel. I go on the promise that he's made me in his book, that I am anchored in Christ Jesus tonight. But not only has he provided us an anchor for the soul, you're talking about a man that humbled himself. You're talking about getting a hold of something that's faithful. Number one, he provided us an anchor. But number two, he has provided us a high priest that's unchangeable. Now, I've got an anchor in my life, but then I've got a high priest tonight. I've got an anchor that I hold myself on to tonight. I'm holding on to nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And you say, preacher, what do I do now? Now you have a high priest. You have a high priest. You don't need your preacher to go to God for you. You don't need your Sunday school teacher to go to God for you. You can go to God through the blood of Jesus Christ on your own tonight. You can go right to the throne room of heaven tonight. And he says this tonight in Hebrews chapter number 7. In verse 23 through verse 27. And I want you to get this tonight. He's provided us an anchor. Man, he's faithful. But he's also provided us a high priest that's unchangeable. Look what he says in verse 23. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. He said, I'm not only your anchor, but I'm your priest. I'm your unchangeable priest that's always making intercession for you tonight. I see he's my anchor, but he's also my high priest. But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. You know what uttermost is? That's all the way. There's no gray area. It's all the way with Christ Jesus. He says this, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto him. By God, by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make an intercession for them, for such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as though high priest to offer up sacrifice for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this he did, read this with me, he did it once when he offered up himself. That's what I'm telling you. He provided an anchor. He provided a high priest. You say, just because he's my high priest and he's unchangeable, what does that mean to me? That means, number one, in verse number 25, he is able to save. He is able to save you tonight. God hasn't only called us, but he saved us. He is the one that's able to save tonight. And you say, preacher, how far can he save me? When he saves you tonight, he saves you to the uttermost. He doesn't halfway save you. He doesn't almost save you. He completely saves your soul from a devil's hell. He reunites that spirit back with himself. Get this tonight. He's able to save. He's able to save to the uttermost through salvation, through the blood of Jesus Christ. But he commands men to repent and to be saved. He will cover any individual, no matter who that is tonight. Now you say, preacher, I know people that profess to be saved and they live like the devil. What about them? Listen to me. Don't worry about how people's living. You worry about how you live. Amen? Because if when you start trying to juggle this thing, and you're trying to understand this, and you're trying to understand that, and you want to know how they're doing it, how this, don't worry about them. You worry about your relationship with Jesus. And you understand tonight that he humbled himself that you may have an anchor to hold on to. He humbled himself that you have a high priest tonight. Amen? That you can go to. Let me give you this. Not only is he able to save as our high priest, but he's approachable for all sinners that call on his name. He's approachable. Let me give you this tonight. In verse number 25, if you will, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make an intercession for them. For such a high priest became us. He became us in human flesh. He became us, lived the life we live without sin, took our sin to the cross, nailed it to the cross, buried them sins, and on the third day he rose again. Now he's seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession. And what does that mean to me, preacher? What does that mean to you? He's approachable tonight. Why? Because he's holy. Because he's harmless and he's undefiled. Look what he says tonight. We have a high priest who is holy, he's harmless, he's undefiled, and he's separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens. I see he's able to save, he's approachable for sinners, and he is the atonement for the saved. Your righteousness won't get you salvation. Man, that's the world we live in. That's what we battle, to being faithful. And you say, well, preacher, I see so-and-so doing this. There's no way they can be doing that and be saved. You're not the judge, and I'm not neither. Did they ever profess to know Christ? Tonight, I told some guys standing out here the other day when we was working on this building, and I told them this, and I'm sincere from the bottom of my heart tonight. And I was talking to them, and when people come up to me and they say, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved or not. I don't have a clue if I have a relationship with Jesus or not. I tell them straight up front, oh, yes, you do. You know if you do or you don't. There's no way the God of the universe, I'm talking about a big God, amen? I'm talking about the God of the universe. I'm talking about the one that said in the beginning, amen? He was in the beginning. There is no way that he can live in your life and you not know it. There is no way that he can live in your life and you not know it. That'd be like somebody coming to my double-wide trailer up there on the hill where me and Brandy lives and live in the back room back there and us not never know it. It's just too little of a house. You would know it. You would know if somebody else is there. You would hear them. You'd feel them. You would smell them. You would have some kind of connection with them. And if the universe, God of the universe, lives inside of you, you're too little for him to come inside of and not know it. He said tonight, he is your anchor. He's what you hold on to. He's your high priest. He's who you talk to. And he said, when he done this, he became your high priest. He became it once and for all. Listen tonight. Preacher, do you believe in eternal security? I believe in it so much, I have betted my life on it. In the blood of Jesus Christ. If I had to do my own righteousness to get to heaven, and I had to hold on to it myself, I'd have lost it years ago. Because I can't keep it. I can't hold on to it. I am pondered to wonder. I'm pondered to go on the opposite way. But you know what tonight? Jesus Christ is the one that's anchored. He is the one that doesn't move. When I get looking for him, he's right where he was every other time. Amen? He is right there in my life doing what he is supposed to do. He is my anchor tonight, and he is my high priest. If I have a problem tonight, I could go to anybody in this church, and I could talk to you. We could talk about it. We could discuss it tonight. But you know what? When we got done talking about it, it wouldn't do me a bit of good. I can come to Brother Austin, I can have a squall fest, I can get on your shoulder, I can cry about it, I can lean on you, I can do all that, but you can't do me a bit of good. They can't but one person do that spiritual heart any good, and that's to talk with the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. That Holy Ghost taking that intercession, moving that right up that line, taking it right through the blood of Jesus Christ, right into where God Almighty is, and you have an honest conversation with God. You know, prayer is nothing more than an honest conversation with God. But you know what? We can't even have an honest conversation with our neighbor. We can't even have an honest conversation with people we come in contact with. How are we supposed to have an honest conversation with God? He knows the feelings of your heart tonight. Have you ever got to a place in your life you went to pray, and when you started to pray, something just come up inside of you, and you knew what you were supposed to bring out, you knew what you were supposed to bring forth, and something inside of you was trying to suppress it down? That's not the Holy Ghost. When that thing starts rising up in you and you know what you need to confess, you know what you need to talk to the Lord about, you know that you need to humble yourself and get to that place, when you open that mouth and let it start flowing out, can I say to you tonight, it will flow freely. It won't be no, you won't be under suppression, you won't be under that, you'll be under freedom. It'll get flowing out of you, it'll come out of you like a flowing water that'll come out of your heart. And you'll be able to talk to God, have a relationship with, talk to Him and tell Him what you want to know. Amen? What He wants to know from you tonight. I want to ask you tonight, do you know Him as your anchor tonight, the one that holds you? Do you know Him tonight as your high priest? Let me show you this as we move on the high priest tonight before we go to the next that we find when He humbled Himself. Number one, He provided us an anchor. Number two, He provided us a high priest. He is able to save. He's approachable for sinners. And He is the atonement for salvation. One time is enough. He paid it in full. He paid it in full. Let me move on here. He provided us an anchor. He provided us a high priest when He humbled Himself. But also in Hebrews 6:20, He provided us a forerunner. Now, y'all know what a forerunner is. It's one that goes before you. And whoever goes before you, you ought to follow them and get in lead with them. Amen? So in Hebrews 6:20, I want to show you this. As He provided us a forerunner for the faith. He said, whether the forerunner is for us. He said, He's for you. He's entered. He's entered in where no other man could enter in. You know that no man could enter into the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament. Before Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, only the high priest could enter into there. You and I would not be able to enter into that place. We cannot enter into there. But when Jesus died on the cross, he rent that veil. He tore that veil from the top to the bottom to show His power, to show what that the power that He had. And He said this, even Jesus made a high priest even or ever after the order of Melchizedek. And tonight I want to give you this. He's provided us a forerunner for the faith. You've got something tonight. When He humbled Himself, you got you an anchor. You got you a high priest. And you got you a forerunner tonight if you'll just talk to Him. If you'll just talk to Him, you'll understand that tonight. A forerunner is a person who goes first and others should follow. I want you to turn with me tonight to John 3:36 tonight. I want to show you this about our forerunner tonight and how he goes before us and we should follow tonight. John chapter number 3 and verse number 36, I see that He has provided us a forerunner for the faith. He's provided us what we could not do. He provided that in our life. But tonight I want you to get this in John 3:36 tonight. I love what the Bible says. and I'm really on this. He humbled Himself. He said this tonight. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath what? Not temporal life, but everlasting life. You know what everlasting life is? It's permanent. It's everlasting life that you're going to leave this walk one day and you're going to spend eternity with Christ Jesus. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I see tonight that forerunner, when you believe on Jesus Christ, and He is your forerunner tonight. I've said this many a times. What you do with the Son will determine what the Father does with you. I see in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 5 tonight. I see not only is he our forerunner tonight, and what we do with him will determine what the Father does with us, but in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 5 tonight, I want to show you this. I see that who believeth have everlasting life. He's that forerunner in our faith, the one that's out front. 1 Peter 1 and verse number 5 tonight, we're talking about your salvation. When he humbled himself, what you received. What you received tonight. And here's what we receive. Go back to verse number 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. I want to stop right there. I remember back years ago, me and my wife and there's several of us went up to Woodpecker. And we was going to go up there and we was going to eat supper. And man, there's a line, I'm talking about out the door like you ain't never seen. And there was two or three tables back there that were open, and nobody was sitting at them. I mean, there were tables open, and there's a lot of people out through there. And I asked, went up to the counter, and I asked Cynthia, I said, hey, all them tables are back there empty. The two or three tables back there on the patio, they're empty. Wow, you know, can we have a seat? And she said, no, you not see that little black thing on the table? And it was about that long, and it was just laying on the table, and it said reserved. She said, somebody has done reserved their place, and they're coming. He said they've done reserved their place and they're coming at a certain time. Can I say to you tonight, when Jesus Christ humbled himself and you put your faith in him, you've got a spot reserved in heaven. There's nobody going to take your spot. There's nobody going to get your spot. You can't give your spot away. You can't throw it away. You can't do that tonight. It is reserved for you, written in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight, reserved to you, waiting on you. I've heard people say all the time, when I get to heaven, all I want is a little old shack off in a corner. Hey, can I say to you tonight, he ain't in the shack business. He's in the mansion business. Amen. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Who is he coming to get? Those that are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. He says this tonight, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Reserved in heaven for you. Who are kept. How are you kept tonight? How are you saved tonight? Man, I wish people could hold it. How are you saved tonight? By doing good and not doing wrong? No. You're not saved by doing good and not doing wrong. You shouldn't do wrong, but you're not saved by that tonight. How are you kept tonight by Christ? You're kept by the blood of Jesus Christ, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We're kept by the power of God tonight. If God didn't have his hand on you tonight, you'd already be lost. Talk to me, somebody. If God ain't the one that did the saving, you'd already be lost. He's the one that does the saving tonight. Well, what's my part in it, preacher? You just called on him. You repented, asked him to come into your life. He's the one done the saving. He's the one that done the washing away. Let me go on down through here with you tonight. Wherein you greatly rejoice through now for a season. In verse number 6 of the same text, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. He said, you've been heavy down. You've been weighted down through so many temptations in your life that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, ye believe, or believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your salvation, even the salvation of your souls. I see tonight that he's provided us an anchor, he's provided us a high priest, and he has provided us a forerunner tonight. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. 1 Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God through faith. And if you'll turn with me to John chapter number 11 and verse number 25 tonight is where I want to finish out tonight. John chapter number 11 and verse number 25 tonight. I want to share this with you tonight. John chapter number 11 and verse number 25 tonight. Talking about he is our forerunner. He is the one that goes before us tonight. He's provided us an anchor. He's provided us a high priest. And he has provided us a forerunner tonight to go before us. Here's what he said tonight in John chapter number 11. And let's just back up a little bit in verse number 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus. Now this is Martha talking unto Jesus. Talking unto the Son of God. Talking to the Savior. Talking to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And here she is talking to him. And here's what she said. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, she said, if you would have been here, he would not have died. Folks, can I say to you tonight, you say, well, if the Lord would have been there, he's here with you always. He is with you right now. He is with you always. There's not a time in your day that he's not there. There's not a time in the day that he's not right there beside you, walking with you, talking with you, doing what you need in your life. No matter what valley you go through, no matter how low it gets. You remember this tonight. God's right there in every valley, every low point, every high point. He is right there with you. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because he's our anchor. An anchor doesn't move. An anchor doesn't move. An anchor holds. Can I say to you, a high priest makes intercession. And a forerunner is always before you. Even though Martha thought he was late, Jesus knew everything that was going on. And look what he said unto her. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. That means I am all that you need. I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asks her a question right back. He said, do you believest thou this? And she said unto him, yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come into the world. Tonight, I want to give you this as we get ready to dismiss. Remember who your anchor is. The old devil, if there's anything he can try to do to get in your mind or try to get you off course, is to say, if you were saved, you wouldn't do that. That's his greatest tactic. Y'all believe that tonight? That's his greatest tactic. If you was a Christian, you wouldn't have done that. If you was this, you wouldn't have done that. If you was this, you wouldn't have done that. We're still human. We're not supermen and superwomen. We're just saved men and saved women, saved boys and girls, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we got an anchor. And we got a high priest. That all he wants you to do is talk to him. Tell him what's going on in your life. Have a conversation with him. Talk with him. And he's always running out before you. He's ahead of you. He's already at tomorrow. I tell my daughter that all the time when she's praying about a big test and she's going crazy over a test. I say, he's done there. He's done there tomorrow. Yeah, Daddy, don't say. I said, but baby, he's done there. Why talk to other people when you talk to somebody who's already there? Why? Daddy, you don't make. I said, baby, he's done there. He done knows what you need tomorrow. He done knows what you need to get through tomorrow. He done knows what you need. And he'll never move. I rest my case on that he is all I need. I'm going to leave you with this. And I've told this here probably before. It just stuck in my heart. Talked about a big ship that was coming into bay, coming into harbor. And it was real foggy one night, and that ship was coming into harbor, and it was coming in. The captain of the ship got over. It was in the Navy, and he got over on the intercom there, and he said, told what knots he was at and where he was coming from, and he said, this is such and such with the U.S. Navy. I need you to move so far to the right. We're coming in. And nobody responded back. One little bit, he said, I need you to move so far to the right. We're coming in. All of a sudden, they come back on and said, we can't move. And he come back on and he said, I am of the U.S. Navy, and I said move. And the man come back on and he said, this is the man in the lighthouse, and we can't move. Listen to me tonight. You might be in the ship, and you might be sailing through this life, but you got an anchor that can't move. And when you look up and you see him out there and you want to go a different way, and he said, no, I'm the only way. I am the truth and I am the life. You just make sure you sail the way he tells you to sail. You do what he's called you to do in your life. You let him be that anchor that holds. You let him be that high priest. Man, just talk to him. I encourage you to talk to him. I'm not talking about your regular prayer, your ritual prayer, and what I'm talking about, just talk to him. I'm talking about the darkest, deepest things. If anybody knew, they look bad towards you. That's the kind of talking I'm talking about. I'm talking about talking to him. And know that he's already before you. And he's taking care of everything you need. Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this night. I thank you that you humbled yourself. Father, when you left glory, you set it to the side and you come and you walked 33 years as a man. Father, I thank you for that tonight. I thank you tonight, Father, that you know the feeling of our infirmities tonight. Father, you was tried like we're tried. But Father, you were without sin. And because of that tonight, we got an anchor that we can hold on to. Lord, as we're already in this Christmas season, how humbling that is to know tonight that we're going to be celebrating your birth. And your birth was only that we could be born to. Without your birth, we would not be born again. But because of your birth, now we can have life. Lord, I pray tonight you bless your folk real good. I pray you watch over them, bless this church, bless everything we touch, everywhere we go, and everything we do. Have your will and way. And I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say. Amen. You already